Now we'll turn to a TV legend. Gen Xers, this one's for you. Can you name this theme song? MacGyver, the show about the secret agent who could get out of any jam with, you know, duct tape, a pocket knife, and a paperclip. And now its creators are trying to bring the show back with a twist. Here's NPR's Micheline Duclef.
With his homemade gadgets and scientific tricks, MacGyver is an engineering superhero. Seriously, who else can make a telescope out of a newspaper and a flashlight?
It took the human race 3 million years to invent the telescope. I figure I had about 35 seconds.
That's Richard Dean Anderson from the original series. And I love the time when Anderson, as MacGyver, blew up a Jeep with just a few mirrors and the sun.
The trick is to heat up the ejector port. The gun oil's already smoking.
Hearing those clips makes me want to go and do cool science. Lee Zoltoff is the creator of MacGyver. He says kids all around the world have that same response to the show.
I literally cannot count the number of times that people have said to me, I went into the sciences, I went into engineering because of MacGyver.
That's a key reason that Zoltoff wants to bring MacGyver back, to inspire a whole new generation of kids, especially girls. Because here's the twist. The new MacGyver is going to be a woman. Zoltoff has left the details about what this Ms. MacGyver is going to be like up to his fans. He has teamed up with the National Academy of Engineering to launch a crowdsourcing competition to get ideas for the new fictional character. 5 winners will get the chance to help a Hollywood producer write a script for the new MacGyver. Lori McQuarrie is both a judge and a producer in the competition. Her company, Revelations Entertainment, makes the show Madam Secretary. McQuarrie says she hopes a crowdsourcing competition will bring fresh voices to TV.
I think the exciting thing for us is that ideas and stories can come from all over the planet.
Though there'll be engineering superhero stories, McQuarrie hopes some things will be realistic. For instance, when you look at where in the world most of the new women engineers are, it's not the U.S., but China and India. So could the new Mac be from Asia?
I think they could be from anywhere, and I love the idea of having anyone of any race come in and show us what's possible.
So look out, world. The 21st century MacGyver is on the horizon, and she's going to be unstoppable. Micheline Duclef, NPR News.